This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 225, Desperado from 1995. I have not seen this in ages, but I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, how long has it been since you've seen Desperado?
Let me just say this. Too long. It's been too long. Because it's been a while. And you know what's crazy? It's crazy. You know, every time we get to one of these movies and then you say it's like episode 220-something, I'm like, how the heck did we make it 200 and any amount of episodes before we get to some of these movies? And there's still some we haven't even gotten to, which makes me reconsider some of the picks we've made, because we've seen Catwoman before we've seen a Mission Impossible film or Desperado. Yeah. But you know, that's the way the cookie crumbles. But been a long time. To answer your question, it's been at least 5 years since I seen this.
Oh, it's been ages for me. When this thing started, I was like, what is this? But no, I mean, this was actually a really cool sit down and watch. This was one of my favorite movies in the 90s when this sucker came out. So I can't wait to see if it really lived up to the hype, or does it fall in our pile of watchable crap? But let's get right into it. Let's see what the critics and the audience have to say for Robert Rodriguez's film, Desperado.
Oh boy, okay. I almost closed my phone and that's where all my notes are. So, pretty good, honestly, pretty good. As far as these kind of movies go, you know, action films, you guys have listened to enough episodes to realize that they don't always get the highest scores. And the ones that do are usually like the transcendent, you know, like super movies that are super popular, super. But Desperado's pretty good. 67% critic score. So it is fresh. And then the audience score is a bit higher, 79%. So critics, well reviewed. It's fresh, almost 70. And an audience is almost 80.
That's not bad at all. That's actually it's been a while since we've seen a critics number over 60, audience over 70. Actually, not that bad, bro, to be really honest with you. Exactly. That's actually pretty good. But the question really is, once we throw out all that stuff, do we kind of agree with the critics or the audience when we give our reviews? Where are we going to fall in the line between the critics and audience when it comes to these Rotten Tomatoes scores? So with that said, let's start it off with our man, the lead character, El Mariachi, played by Antonio Banderas. I think it was his debut movie, right? His first movie?
It's his first, like,
American?
A big American, yeah.
Gotcha.
He had done a lot of, like, Spanish language films to this point. And maybe he was in it. But this was his first, like, big lead role in a movie. Let me tell you something. This guy, in this movie, he is what you want to be. If you are, like, Latino or Mexican, this guy is the epitome of cool in this movie. I'm not even lying. First of all, let's get out the way. Stud, right? I mean, my man, Antonio Banderas, stud. Got the long hair, got the tan. He got that mysterious kind of like tall, dark, and handsome look. You know what I mean? And you don't know what's going on. And then when the action scenes hit, he delivers in every single one of them. I love the character. I think for this kind of movie, you know, which I don't want to get into story too early, but I think they do enough here. So this is kind of like a quasi sequel, because he has a flashback to something that happened in El Mariachi, but he wasn't in that movie. It was a totally different actor. As a matter of fact, his sidekick in this movie, one of the guys who's like has the machine gun guitar case, that's the guy who played El Mariachi in the original movie. So it's, you know, it's kind of a sequel, but you could watch this as just a standalone movie and you get enough backstory, right? You know that his woman was killed by this guy, and you know he's looking for who he feels is the man that's most responsible for this so he could get revenge. So what do we got here? A revenge movie. And you know, Alex and I, we enjoy our revenge film. So that's number one. Then you get a love interest. Boy, do you get a love interest. Salma Hayek is like out of this world. I don't want to spend too much time on her because, you know, like I said last time, we're not pigs, but she's out of this world in this movie. And also just likable. Like she's so, and in the 90s in general, I always loved the movies she was in. Even like the rom-coms, like Fools Rush In and all that kind of stuff. She just like, I wanted to hang out with her And you get this night. They have really good chemistry. So you get a love interest. You get a backstory. And then he's a badass. Like, he delivers in all the action scenes. I gave him a 5. What am I? This is, you know, as far as an action character, you get enough. Even though they only say his name once at the very end. His brother says, oh, spoiler alert, his brother's a bad guy. He says his name at the end. But besides that, they don't really even say his name. You know what I mean? Which I like. So yeah, he was great. 5 out of 5.
I mean, yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, look, the whole film, they just talk about a guy with a guitar case coming here and raising havoc. All the bars he runs around. Now, the thing that makes, Antonio Banderas was amazing in this role. I mean, he was really good. Overacting. I mean, but I liked it though, because the character could work with the overacting in this one. Especially when she's laying down and taking out the bullet, and she gives him a painkiller.
He gives the hot water.
Yeah, he goes, "Give me water." Yeah. Jesus Christ, are you crazy or something?
It's so funny.
Yeah, I mean, they had great chemistry between Salma Hayek and Antonio Banderas. Salma Hayek was very great in the role, but she was not even in the entire movie. That's what made it great. She came in towards the last of the film, and I thought it was pretty good. Steve Buscemi, we didn't talk about him much. Steve Buscemi was very good. He was like not sidekick, but he worked with the El Mariachi. I thought he was really good because he sets up the story in the beginning to get everyone wild up and crazy because they're looking for Bucho and then everything. And you have a lot of big characters here that become stars a little bit later, like semi-famous with this movie. You got Danny Trejo. This is when he makes his debut, right? As the knife-throwing, wielding dude for the cartel. Awesome.
He doesn't even say his name, or he doesn't even talk. He just throws knives at people.
Yeah. But that's another funny point, because he's like, what does he look like? I need to know, or we kill him. And they brought him in.
He got a tattoo on his chest, and they open the shirt.
Yeah. What
he's
kind
got
of
knives.
Tattoo?
He's got the knife.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool. Antonio Banderas, yeah, you're right. He's mysterious. Doesn't give you much as a backstory. They give it to you in flashbacks. His shooting is one of the best shootings I've ever seen, because the dude does not reload. But it's actually really cool. I mean, this dude empty clips, and then all of the next scene is still shooting, which I love it. I was like,
I love it.
Yeah,
he
guides the bullets. Pow, pow. The shotgun scenes are pretty cool when he uses that stuff. But look, in all, Tony Banderas embodies El Mariachi in the beginning number when he's rocking the guitar, he's singing that song. I'll sing it somewhere along the line when I remember the song. But it was really awesome. So I give him a 5 also. You give him a 5. Now,
by the way, can we give him a shout out for the scene where the dude jumps on him and he just launches him in the air with 2 feet and then just shoots him while he's like flying through the sky?
Yeah.
It's the best. I love it. I just rewound it like 3 times. I was like, I want to see that one more time. Sick.
No. I mean, I thought that was pretty cool. All right. Main villain, Bucho.
This guy's he's one of those guys like, oh, I've seen that guy in like these kind of movies. You know what I mean? He's that guy. I thought he was good. This movie, I love this movie, but that doesn't mean everything's perfect about it. And one of the things that I think is just okay is the villain. He's better than okay. He's good. The only thing is he is like the typical cartel type leader. So we've seen a lot of this. What I will give him extra points for, or where he works for me, is he has a lot of personality and charisma. To me, these kind of characters have to have that, at least. You know what I mean? If you got some charisma when you're talking with people, like the scene where he's with Salma Hayek and El Mariachi's hiding behind the thing, and they're just talking, and he's kind of calm, and he's like, "You wouldn't lie to me, right?" And she's like, "No, I'll never lie." There's this underlying sense of he could shoot her, you know, he might. He seems crazy enough to do it, but he doesn't want to. He's kind of smooth, but anyway, it's pissed off. I love the part. This is where he's going to get his score from me. The scene where he's talking with his like right hand man, and he's like, "How hard is it? See that guy? I've never seen him before. He has a gun." And he just shoots him. And then he's like, "I've never seen any of these people." And he just starts shooting at his own men. Just for that, a 4. It's not a 5 to me, especially because of the way his ending is horrible. Like, they're talking, and then they're just like, he's like, "I'm going to kill your girl." He's like, "I can't let you do this. Like, I got to kill your girl because you killed all my men." And then it's like slow motion. And then he's gone. And he just, they didn't really like, it's not a great payoff. So I'm still going to give him a 4 because I like the guy and he was really fun to watch.
Yeah, I gave him a 4 too. I gave him off the 4 off the bat because you're right. He had personality. He was funny at times. And There was another funny scene though with him too. He goes, when they tell him that they sent the bad guy, he goes, what's the fucking number to my cell phone in the car? And they all didn't know.
That part was funny.
Yeah. He goes, does anyone know the cell phone for my fucking car?
What's my car phone number? And they're all just like,
they're like,
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's great.
I thought that was pretty funny. But like, you had that scene, like your scene that you talked about with the with the shooting the dudes and all that. I thought that was funny. You're right. The personality was really cool. I just did not like, I don't know if it falls under the storyline, but I'll say a little bit here, elaborate in storyline, but I didn't like that they were brothers. I didn't like it. It fell apart towards at the end because I totally forgot about it. So when it happened again, I was like, it didn't work. But I do understand, like, they both did have the same type of personality, like the charisma. They both had that type of, like, the same genetics from evil to good. So I was like, okay, fine, cool. But that was kind of weak for me. I was like, I don't like that whole brother thing. And I was like, why would you shoot your brother in his guitar playing hand when you know he's good? Like, I wouldn't do that. But I'm just saying, that's like, that's not evil. That's like just like straight dick. Like, I would kill all your men.
Well, no. The guy who shot him in the hand was the bad guy in the original movie.
Right, but they were alluding that Bucho did it because he's dressed just like the guy.
No.
And he goes, I shot you in the hand and I killed your wife.
So if you pay attention, there's some dialogue where Bucho was over that guy who killed his girlfriend and shot him in the hand. So he's like the head. That's why when Banderas sees him, he's surprised it's him. Because if he shot him, he would have known it was his brother. Remember? He's like, oh, shoot, this is my brother. So that's why. It's a little confused. That's what I mean. Well, when we get to story, we'll elaborate.
Yeah, but look, he was great, though. He was great. He was funny. He was cool. He kept kissing Catalina, though. I was just saying, my man, like, he's behind that counter. Don't get crazy. But I thought it was pretty cool because he kept kissing Salma Hayek. I was like, that's a badass dude.
And he got that other lady who looks like she's kind of hot, too, but she's tough. With the gun lady? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was good, too. All right, here we go. I already know where you're going with this. Action scenes.
I don't even know why you're asking me. Because
I don't know why.
It's a five. One of the biggest, fattest fives I can ever give.
Yeah.
Look, this movie ticks the boxes for me, okay? Yes, I don't love guns. But when you do creative stuff with guns, I then like guns. When Antonio Banderas is shooting his guns like this, awesome. Looks like he's shaking maracas, but he's shooting people with bullets. The guns he has are sick. Like, they're beautiful. He has, like, big shotguns, bloody. You know me, I love R-rated action, and this is R-rated. Yeah. Like, these guys get shot. There's squibs no CGI. This is pre-CGI, so you're getting squibs and blood shooting out of everywhere. He even does a little hand. He even gets some hand-to-hand fights when Steve Buscemi's telling the story, and he's fighting the dudes, like, without guns. Great. You get knife throwing from Danny Trejo. Like, you get a lot of everything, and then, of course, you get explosions. You get freaking gun cases with a rocket launcher in it, which is kind of stupid, but also kind of awesome. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's dumb. I especially like when he reloads it, because he just like shakes it like this and then another rocket comes out. I was like, yes, that's awesome. And then the original Mariachi got the double guitar case machine guns. And if you remember, and if you saw the little Easter egg, this movie came out before From Dusk Till Dawn. And if you noticed, when Selma Hayek opens his guitar case, they got the little wiener gun from Dusk Till Dawn is in his pouch. So Robert Rodriguez is like, I really got to make a movie where I could use this thing. And then this next movie, he used that thing. So I thought it was a great little nod, but I'll let you go. The actions, it has when they walk away from, when he throws the grenades down the thing and then they walk away from the explosion, such an iconic, I think it's the poster, or one of the posters. Such an iconic shot with him and Selma walking away. I loved every second of it. And there's a lot of action, which is great.
I mean, there's nothing to elaborate because you said everything. I slapped that damn thing with a five. I mean, this thing has... This was literally practical. I enjoyed it way more than, you know, the only thing that hurts John Wick, we know John Wick is practical, but you can see the CGI blood going everywhere. And that kind of hurts it for me in terms of John Wick. But if they do it straight, like how Robert Rodriguez does it, I mean, John Wick would go to another level of filmmaking, which it still is.
It's
but
like
I'm just
85%
saying,
practical.
Yeah.
John Wick. This was like 100. You know?
Yeah. And I liked it. I thought it made the movie more authentic. I mean, it is out of this world. And I think that did, and it reminded me, how can I explain it? You understand what I mean? It reminds me of a martial arts movie when they kick you and they fly 10 feet that way.
Very over the top.
You know, Yes, yeah. It's over-the-top action with these guns, but I like it because that's Robert Rodriguez's style of filmmaking, and I think I enjoy that more. Mm-hmm. And the explosions are... and he has these iconic explosions in all his movies that you know the color, the vibrant of the color of his explosions. For some reason, I know Robert Rodriguez's explosions compared to some other dude. Because it's just it's just weird the way he shoots them. Yeah, the shotgun shells, the shotguns, the machine guns, the Uzis, because they use Uzis with silencers on them. They use the pistols when he's using the pistols. I love when everything goes together. I thought it was really good. And I love how you're right, he kicks the guy across the thing, shoots him at the same time. He unloads a clip on like everybody he meets. But what makes it, oh man, the dude with the double machine gun, I'm like, okay, he's cool. My man with the bazooka, that he does the Shawn Michaels leg joint.
Yeah.
And he goes,
and then he reloads it, but like, she like shakes it and it like reloads like a shotgun.
Yeah. It's awesome. He goes click click and he goes, I'm just a sexy boy. Sexy boy. Yeah, and he shoots awesome. It. Yeah. And one, I don't know if it goes to storyline, but I'll leave it for storyline. But look, other than that, you have everything you want. You have explosions. You even have Salma Hayek doing some action scenes too. So that was actually pretty good. She knows how to use some guns. Yeah. So she does one thing. I don't know if it falls in the other, but remember when he goes, why? You got a bookstore. She's trying to explain it to her.
Yeah.
And he goes, you know, what are you doing? And she was at the book. She's learning.
Thank God you have a bookstore.
Yeah, I always liked that. That was actually fun.
You know what one of the best action scenes too? The non-action scene. When him and the guy keep grabbing guns and they're not loaded. Working.
Yeah.
And then they're like, it adds a little bit of humor and like kind of suspense. Like, bro, who's going to find that gun first that has a bullet in it? And the guy with the fan always cracks me up. Was just like hitting him in the face when it lands on him.
Yeah, then he stops it by shooting the fan. Yeah, look, other than that, look, I think it's a perfect action across the board in terms of action. All right, here we go. Storyline.
All right, let's come back to, we got to come to Earth at some point. Is this a perfect action movie? Yes. Is this a perfect movie? I love Robert Rodriguez. He has been firmly in my top 10 favorite directors since probably around when I saw Sin City. Once I saw Sin City, I was like, this guy is like, I love his style. I love that he jumps genres. He does kids movies, freaking Spy Kids and all this super, you know, weird. But he has the John Carpenter spirit. And by that, I mean, he does everything himself. If you know, like Desperado, he wrote it, produced it, directed it. He did he didn't do the music for this one, but for Once Upon a Time in Mexico, he scored it. He did the editing. Like he's like a creative force, right? And this movie is, you know, for better or worse, it's all him. Now, I like some of the early scenes, but they feel like Quentin Tarantino scenes, if we're going to be honest. Like the Steve Buscemi scene where he's talking with them. It's a great scene, but it feels like because he's buddies with Tarantino, and it feels like, you know, Quentin was there. He was like, hey, what if you had this scene? You know what I mean? Where you have him, he comes in, he's telling the story. It literally was lifted out of a Tarantino movie. And then Tarantino's scene also feels like a Tarantino scene. And they kind of, I won't say they don't work. They work, but I like Buscemi scene better because it creates this mystique around the character. The Tarantino scene feels like he wrote it himself so he can have a large part because he's useless in it. He doesn't do anything in this movie. He's just there because they're buddies, you know? So little things like that kind of, it breaks up the movie where it's like, this was kind of pointless. I agree with you. I think them becoming brothers, when you're watching the movie, it feels like it's out of left field. You know what I mean? Like when they see each other and he's like, oh shoot, he can't shoot him. And you know he knows him. I wish it was something other than they were brothers. Like maybe childhood friends. Maybe, you know, something like that. Than just like, you're my brother. It's like, what? Really? The whole time? And he never knew that this guy named Bucho, even though he has a different name, he never knew that was his brother. Really? You're telling me that? Like, he didn't know that? So I don't love that. And let's be honest, the story's thin. You know what I mean? Like, this is a really, really basic plot. Guy wants revenge, meets a girl, goes for revenge. You can't say there's much more to it than that. So while this is the weakest element of the film, I don't think it's necessarily weak. It's just not as good as some of the other stuff. I was a little tougher on it maybe than you. I think I gave it a 3.5. I don't think it's bad. I think it's somewhere in between a 3 and a 4. So I gave it a 3.5.
You're not being bad. I gave it a 3, solid 3. And I know this is going to sound weird. I gave it a 3, but people are going to be like, that's very weird. I totally agree with you with the brother thing. totally did not even work for me. I was just like, that does not work. The movie at times feels slow. And I don't know if you knew what I mean. Like, you're like, okay, this is cool. You know, it's picking up action, action, action. And then all of a sudden, it just takes like this dip of storytelling. And it just starts to, it felt very like dragged out. Like, it was just getting dragged. And I was like, it didn't, I don't know if you understand what I mean when you were watching it. Like, the story was not picking up. Some of those scenes.
Like, they don't they don't add anything. They don't fit. They just slow down the movie a little bit.
Yeah, it just felt very, like, it was getting dragged out. And then when Antonio Banderas starts to kick it up again, then, like, with the whole kid with the guitar playing, and I'm like, why? Like, who cares? This is a little kid. Can you show me how to play? If you learn how to do an E minor, I'll teach you the whole song.
And then they're using him as, like, a drug mule.
That was boring. I'm gonna be honest with you, dude. That was boring. The Quentin Tarantino scene was boring because we got the same scene with Steve Buscemi in the beginning. This one was just supposed to be a funnier story, which was funny.
Yeah.
But we already got the same type of story with him introducing the Amadiachi, the mysterious guitar player, in the whole group. So you had that. That was a little, didn't I like at all. What else you had? Some scenes with Butcher was just a little stretched. But anyway, other than that, it doesn't tarnish the movie as a whole. I just feel like the movie itself, it's a great, solid storyline. Just certain things they could have just cut out. Or even the time-wise, they could have shrunk this shit even shorter. And I would have been like, you know what? This movie's actually really, really good in the storytelling department. Because other than that, the action sequences made up for the entire stuff that are slow. Like when she's singing in the bed.
Yeah.
And he's like, wakes up and he takes one gun. And then he points it, and I'm like, man, this thing is really getting stretched.
Wait, he's like doing like this.
Yeah.
It was cool, but like, it's
no, it was.
Takes a long time. I agree. Yeah. I think the point we're both making is it's fine, but it's not the strong suit of the. Yeah. It's not what you pop in Desperado for. I want to see the great story of Desperado. Not really.
Yeah. No, I agree. And it's a generic storyline, revenge, which I was like, ugh, whatever. Yeah. Other than that, I gave it a 3. You gave it a 3.5.
Yeah.
Overall, my friend.
Overall. Now, this score has been, I think, I might have gave it a half a point higher than normal, or a full point higher. I gave it a 4.5. Most of the half point comes down for the storyline. Rewatching it now, I always gave this like an 8 in my mind when I watched it. But now I'm like, no, you know what? I think it's a 9 because the entertainment value is super high. The characters are good. They're very interesting. Like, I like watching Antonio Banderas. I like watching Salma Hayek. I like Butcho because he makes me laugh. You know what I mean? Like, he's funny. He's not the greatest villain I ever saw, but he's charismatic. I love the setting. I love the little Mexican town. It reminds me of a Western. This is pretty much like a modern Western, like, being honest with you. So I like the setting, the little town. It all takes place in this one little area. They don't get too crazy, except in the action, and I'm okay with the action being crazy. So 4.5 for me. I think it's a fantastic film, a great mid-90s movie. Yeah, I mean, kind of the big splash for Robert Rodriguez as far as El Mariachi has great reviews, and it's a good movie. It was made for like $7,000 or something crazy, like super cheap. This one has the gloss, but it still maintains his kind of independent, you know, feeling. So I think it's fantastic. 4.5.
Yeah, so I don't go crazy with halves. I don't do much halves. Yeah. It's kind of the equivalent to your half, but I gave it a 4. I think it's a great movie. I don't think it's perfect. And I think what hurts it is storyline for me. Other than that, you have everything. You have Antonio Banderas as El Mariachi. You have Carolina, Salma Hayek. You have Pucho. Then you have, you got Steve Buscemi. You got Cheech Marin, which is hilarious, dude.
Always.
Yeah, he's bad fun, but he gets funnier later in the other movies.
He's in every Robert Rodriguez, everyone, but most, him and Trejo are like always in all of them.
Yeah, so you get a lot of the original faces that you see branches out towards other Robert Rodriguez movies. But yeah, it's a solid 4 for me. And then you got Antonio Banderas singing. I mean, the Duke can sing. It's not like he can sing. He's of course puts in boots. So he plays guitar, he sings, he does everything, man. Total package for this type of movie. So I think it's great. So I gave it a 4. Nate gave it a 4.5. All right, Nate, total points.
A 22 out of 25. A great, great time. I love this movie. I've always loved this movie since I saw it when I was probably too young to see it. Cause it's definitely rated R, you know, it's violent. It's well shot. It's well acted. It's a lot of fun. Buscemi is great. You know, he reminded me of, I've been thinking the whole time while you were talking, he is in this movie like how Christopher Walken was in Man on Fire, where he's like the sidekick friend guy. And they don't go too much in detail, but you just know they know each other and they're like buddies. So I liked him a lot. But 22. Great, great movie.
Yeah, I give it a 21 out of a 25. Still solid. It's over the 20 mark. So it still holds up. I enjoy it. I like it. It needs a 4K. I watched it digital. I purchased the entire trilogy and digitally. Nate saw it on Blu-ray, which you said.
Yeah, it looks great. It looks really, really, really good. So if they did a 4K, the master, whatever, if it's based on this Blu-ray, it will look fantastic.
Yeah, so other than that, Nate, what is coming up next?
All right, so you know, this month we're doing the special. We're going original and sequel. And so next episode, because I'm going to save our next two movies for that episode, we're going to be doing a little Once Upon a Time in Mexico, another Robert Rodriguez movie, another El Mariachi adventure, if you will. So, we're going to be telling you what we think about that one.
So there you have it, guys. First of all, I haven't seen that one. And when I saw that
this movie, was only maybe my second time watching it, to be honest.
I agree with you. Yeah. I agree. But we'll hold off to that when we get to episode 226. But other than that, guys, you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/geeksandflicks for the video version of your podcast. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Ali Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.